Hey, I'm Francis Lam, and this is Splendid Table Selects, our mini podcast where we serve up one interview that's made us better cooks and eaters. Or in this case, drinkers. Our presenting sponsor is Bob's Red Mill. They're an employee-owned company that for decades has offered organic, gluten-free, stone-ground products, and they're experts at making healthy taste amazing. Winter is coming. I mean, winter holidays are coming, and that means joy, festivity, and cases of wine bought on your credit card. So let's be honest, being a host is great, being a host who doesn't have to take a bath on the bill is greater, so we called in an expert to help us find bargain bottles that people will love. Madeline Paquette is that expert. She's a certified sommelier, she's written 2 books on the subject of wine, and she talked with our managing producer, Sally Swift. Have a listen.
Madeline, great to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we are in a time of year when people who don't ever entertain are entertaining, and we're bringing wine in and out, and I would love to talk to you today about some unexpected wine buys from unexpected places.
You know, we look for unexpected places and unexpected wines for a couple of things. An unexpected wine is like, hey, if you really like this Cabernet Sauvignon that you've loved and always loved for your whole life, you might try this other grape variety you've never heard of, and it tastes very similar. It has a lot of the same taste profile, and so it's a magical find. It might be a more rare grape. Mm-hmm. And then the unexpected places thing is kind of like, okay, we've all had our Napa Cabernet. Where else can we look for great wines in the world? Where can we check off some new boxes, some new places, maybe some aspirational traveling, you know, in a bottle?
That's exactly right. We all need our secret places, right?
Yeah.
So let's get going here. Where do you want to start?
One of the regions that I visited and had extensively traveled around was the country of Greece. And while I was there, I made a magical discovery with Casino Mavro. This is a very hard to say grape variety. It starts with an X, but you say it like Casino Mavro.
Casino Mavro. Kind of. It's delicious. Yeah. I have had it. It's a red wine.
Yeah, it's a red wine. And what struck the group that I was with, and I was with several wine writers, a couple of master wines, and some really smart people. Well, they were all smart. And we were sitting there tasting these Casino Mavro wines from this region called Nausa. And they struck us as being very similar to Barolo. And Barolo is this wine that wine aficionados all know and they love, and it's very expensive. And I started looking up the prices for these Casino Mavro wines, and we're talking like a great bottle for $25. This wine has predominantly red fruit flavors, similar to Barolo in that respect. You get rich raspberry sauce. It has some more spice notes, similar to Barolo, with sort of anise and, you know, more floral characteristics sometimes, mm-hmm. maybe even some allspice. And some of the really interesting varieties I tasted almost had like a tomato leaf or tomato, roasted tomato-like aromatic quality. And I noticed they make them both in red and rosé wines there, and they're both quite delicious. And the aged wines just get more complex. They do have high tannin, like Barolo, so that sort of astringent flavor taste that you get in your mouth. And they would pair really, really well with any sort of creamy pasta that you have, or any kind of like a mushroom risotto would be an excellent choice. And maybe you're roasting something for the holidays. Mm-hmm. That would go really well with this wine.
It's perfect for autumnal eating. And what about whites? Because I have had some whites from Greece that I love, because they're kind of salty. Is that possible?
They can be salty, can't they? And it's actually true. They may be a little salty, but not overly so, but just so slightly. And maybe that's from the way that the soil interacts with the grape and the vine, and we get this sort of saltiness flavor in the wine. And one place in particular that is a great place to visit if you ever go to Greece is the Assyrtiko wines from the island of Santorini. It's a beautiful place. If you've never been there, it's striking. It's harsh. There was a massive volcano there once. And so the wines have this amazing volcanic quality. They're almost gritty, but lean and dry white wines. Assyrtiko is the grape. And one of my favorite producers there is this producer called Gaia.
We will look for that. So Thanksgiving is coming up, and lots of people put Pinot Noir on the table. Do you have an alternative to a Pinot?
So many at this point, but one that I have been sort of flabbergasted by how nicely priced they are is this grape variety called Zweigelt. Starts with a Z, and it is sort of a Pinot relative. If you know, in its distant history, you can find Pinot in its lineage, and it is fruity, you know, a little bit peppery, and very, very light-bodied. And Weingut Heinrich has bottles for around $13 or $14, which is a screaming deal for a Pinot lover.
And what country is that from?
It is from Austria. It's an Austrian grape.
Wow, we don't drink much Austrian wine. That is really interesting. And is this something that can be chilled a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can serve it. You know, it's popular in the summer, a little chilled. You don't have to do that in the wintertime if you want to have a room temperature wine. But, you know, with lighter reds, it is nice to serve them slightly chilled. It can sort of bring up the floral aromatics a little bit more, and they taste lighter and more refreshing that way. So it's kind of up to you and what you want to do when you serve it.
That sounds good. Okay, what do you have for a more heavy-duty red?
You know, I have to say, when winter comes and it gets really cold outside, you want something that's really heartwarming and rich. And one grape variety that's starting to make, everyone's starting to pay attention to a lot more, because it is from the same place of the French Paradox diet, and that's Tannat. And Tannat is this grape that has such high anthocyanin and polyphenols. These are antioxidants, and these are the things that people have discovered are actually the good for you part of wine. It's in a red wines. Red wines have this, they have high polyphenols, they have tannin, and that tannin's that astringent flavor, and Tannat is exceptionally high, like 6 times higher than the highest Cabernet Sauvignon, let's say, is a very high tannin red wine. Tannat just screams way above that, above chocolate, above dark, dark chocolate. It's just incredibly high polyphenol content. And a region that's doing a really great job, which is totally off the radar and shockingly affordable, is Uruguay. And I had this wine. It just actually got Wine Spectator noticed them in 2017 and put them on the top 100. They're called Bodega Garzón. And the Bodega Garzón Reserva Tannat blew my mind. It is so delicious. A lot of warmer climate red grape varieties, when they have a really great summer, like an Indian summer, and they get really ripe, a lot of them can produce sort of anise on one level to like maybe more licorice to like menthol on the extreme level. So it's kind of this range of flavors that get developed based on the ripeness of the grapes. It's very interesting if you start paying attention to what the climate is like where that grape grows. It gives you lots of clues as to where those flavors are really coming from.
Okay, last but not least, what about a great sparkler?
I went down to South Africa, and I found out about, they have an association called Cap Classique, and they make them just like champagne. It's the same method. And instead of just using the traditional champagne grapes, they also can use Chenin Blanc, which is fantastic as a sparkling wine if you've ever had Loire Cremant. And so these Cap Classique wines are delicious. They're very fruity and rich, and they have amazing aromatics. And I'm not a huge fan of sniffing my sparkling wines. They tend to be a really bit cheesy, but I love smelling the aromas on a good Cab Classique. And one of the ones that I've seen, it's very well distributed in the U.S. and always for a great value, is Graham Beck's wines. They have a rosé that is just so, so lovely.
And what does that run per bottle?
I think those I've seen for around $15 or $16 a bottle. So if you compare that to champagne at around, you know, minimum, I think you spend about at least $45 for your basic yellow label. I think that is a really great value. You could get a couple of bottles maybe and throw a party.
Go South Africa. I love that. Hey, Madeline, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That was Sally Swift with the sommelier Madeline Paquette. Madeline is also the author of Wine Folly, Magnum Edition, and the co-founder of the website winefolly.com. For Madeline's budget wine picks, head to splendidtable.org. And while you're there, you can can sign up for our newsletter, Weeknight Kitchen, a new weeknight-friendly recipe right in your inbox every Wednesday. Thanks as always to our presenting sponsor, Bob's Red Mill. We're committed to ensuring the highest quality by maintaining a close relationship with their products every step of the way. That relationship starts at the source, by visiting their farmers, ensuring that they offer the best stuff, and are using the best practices. For more information about all of Bob's Red Mill's products, visit bobsredmill.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of Splendid Table Selects, and if you like what you heard, be sure to tell your friends and leave us a review. Until next time, I'm Francis Lamb.